Next Level Pet People give their dogs next level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus, a Foxaloner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel chewable tablets. The one-and-done monthly treatment protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. NexGard Plus comes in a tasty beef-flavored chew, so you don't have to use next level tricks to get your dog to take it. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventative. Talk to your vet about NexGard Plus for next level protection for your dog.
For 120 years, Mount Carmel College of Nursing has prepared nurses to serve our communities. Here, our students can earn their Bachelor of Science in Nursing degree and take their education all the way to a Doctor of Nursing practice with small class sizes and help every step of the way. Want to learn more? Visit mccn.edu/visit to schedule your campus visit today. That's mccn.edu/visit.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, we always talk about the script in a movie where every move, every line is on the page before the director and the actors work their magic on that script. But sometimes that script is not cast in stone, and the real magic comes when the actors are given, or maybe take, the license to improvise. And that's our theme for Inside Hollywood this week. I'm joined by broadcaster and TV producer Lisa Cannon. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning. And this is a great segment, improv. We haven't really delved into it too much over the last few years, but it really is about an actor going off script to create a spontaneous dialogue or even action. And so many people will know, well, if they don't know, Robert De Niro, you know, you talking to me, that's all spontaneous, that's all improv.
Now, if you compare it to stage acting, they have to stick to the script because everyone is waiting for their cue and the action has to happen in a particular way.
Exactly. Whereas, and obviously, you know, in film, it looks kind of fluid, but it's really not. There's somebody with the script ticking off every line, as you're doing to me there, Pat. So
but you
that
know what
is
I mean?
Important.
In film, if the director doesn't like the improv, they just do it again.
Exactly.
And put the other version, the next version in. So it's possible to do it in film where you can't do it on stage.
Exactly. And, you know, in terms of it, I think it's a powerful tool, improv. And, you know, they do it all the time, whether you're in RADA, if you're in Lear down the road, or the Trinity College Samuel Beckett Centre where I trained. You really have to look at whether that elevates a performance, enhances the film or the play or the stage play. But it does stem from the ability to bring that element of authenticity, depth and unpredictability into the storytelling. And we have great examples today of movies.
But some of the most famous lines, you mentioned De Niro's line there, but also Humphrey Bogart's line?
Yes, here's looking at you, kid, at Casablanca 1942. And I always try in this segment to kind of encourage people to go back to the older movies because we all talk about the more modern ones. But Humphrey Bogart ad-libbed this iconic line when filming the scene with Ingrid Bergman. And it wasn't in the script, but he felt it was really natural to the characters. So it became one of cinema's most quoted lines. And I even use it sometimes day to day.
Now, the first one we're going to take a clip from is Midnight Cowboy. And I want you to sketch out the two characters who are walking along the streets of New York
yes.
and what happened.
This is a phenomenal film. If you haven't seen it, 1969, it's Dustin Hoffman at his best. This is Ratso Rizzo. He yells the line with John Voight, who, of course, is the other character he tags to. He's kind of an underdog, you know. He walks with a slight limp.
John Voight is playing an out-of-town hick rent boy.
Exactly. It's a brilliant film. And you'll see here, or if you'll listen here, that the taxi nearly hits him in New York on the street. And of course, they had no money to make the movie, the classic. So the taxi driver that actually stops, or he nearly hits Dustin Hoffman, Dustin actually gets out of character. Listen very carefully when you see that he says a line, "I'm walking here." It's actually Dustin himself. He nearly got run over. But
you see, they hadn't got a license to film in New York. They hadn't got the money.
No.
So they had a secret filming from a van.
That's right.
So therefore, normal traffic was happening.
Normal
and this
traffic.
Taxi almost runs the two actors over.
Indeed. And you'll hear, as I said, the change in accent. And John Voight cleverly keeps going in character and we see them walk on out of the scene. But it's absolutely brilliant. It's downtown New York City. After 15 takes, this is the take that went. So have a listen.
Look, with these gals that want to buy it, most of them are old and dignified. Social register types, you know what I mean? They can't be trotting down to Times Square to pick out the merchandise. They gotta have some kind of middleman. And that's where old Daniel comes in, you know what I mean?
Hey, I'm walking here! I'm walking here! Up yours, you f***! You don't talk me that way! Get out of here!
Don't worry about that. Actually, that ain't a bad way to pick up insurance, you know.
All improv, you know.
And you couldn't actually have scripted that.
No. He was meant to say, we're shooting here, but he didn't want to ruin the scene. So he said, I'm walking here. And of course, the blinding and the cursing was all part of it because the taxi driver didn't know who Dustin Hoffman was.
Now, sometimes actors have misfortunes and carry on. And I'm thinking of Leonardo DiCaprio in Django Unchained.
Oh, in Django Unchained, yeah. You know, I mean, in so many of these instances, actually, Leonardo DiCaprio, on that note, improvised the line, I'm king of the world. He just said it because he was having
such
In Titanic, he was having such a great moment on set with James Cameron that he said, I'm going to say this. And of course, it became one of the most iconic lines. But so many of the films are, you know, in terms of their cultural phenomena, have come with actors that have just decided to do their own thing. Gladiator, the same. You know, I remember Russell Crowe saying, are you not entertained? That all came out of nowhere. But you mentioned Django Unchained. So he was Calvin Candy, and there's loads of memes going around about Leonardo DiCaprio, but he smashed a glass on his hand in a really heated scene, but he continued to act, and the blood dripping from his hands was all part of the intensity of the improvisation. It's brilliant.
Yeah, there's
brilliant.
A famous line from Jaws that was improvised.
Jaws, yeah. I was going to use this one, but actually not much happens in the scene other than Roy Scheider walks back when he is kind of chumming into the water, and of course the shark comes out and he gets so frightened and he moves back. He didn't know the animatronic shark was that big, and Spielberg kept it as a secret. And when he saw it, he walked back. And of course, everybody knows the line, you're going to need a bigger boat. So, you know, isn't it great that we have actors that can be fluid and spontaneous?
Now, the next one we want to play is from Goodfellas. And we have Joe Pesci and his victim, if you like, is Ray Liotta.
Impact confirmed. The Slayer has been activated.
Demonic threat level increasing.
Hold the line!
Everything will be destroyed. We need him.
Our enemy is divided. Focus on breaking the humans. I can never rule so long as you are the only one they fear. All the power of hell cowering before one man.
Id Software presents Doom the Dark Ages. Stand and fight to become the super weapon of gods and kings in a medieval war against hell. Available May 15th on Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 5, and PC. Pre-order now.
Rated M for mature.
Next Level Pet People give their dogs next level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus, a Foxaloner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel chewable tablets. The one-and-done monthly treatment protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. NexGard Plus comes in a tasty beef-flavored chew, so you don't have to use next-level tricks to get your dog to take it. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventative. Talk to your vet about NexGard Plus for next-level protection for your dog.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
What makes a leader? It's a tough question, but this we know for sure. True leaders lead by example. They take risks and plunge into life with determination. And for real leaders, there's a symbol of high adrenaline and high achievement, the Range Rover Sport. The Range Rover Sport redefines sporting luxury with a dramatic modern design that meets a distinctive sporting character. And a well-appointed cabin brings a sense of occasion to every drive. The active noise cancellation feature filters out unwanted sound, making the cabin a cocoon-like sanctuary. Optional PM2.5 filtration reduces odors, bacteria, and allergens, while CO2 management enhances the wellness of everyone on board. Plus, you can curate the mood of every journey with configurable cabin lighting and bring a hint of refinement to every drive with optional 22-way adjustable, heated, and ventilated electric memory front seats with massage function. Build your Range Rover Sport at rangerover.com/us/sport. That's rangerover.com/us/sport.
Of this, let's play it. It's phenomenal.
You're a big cop.
You're a pussy. Really funny. Really funny.
What do you mean I'm funny?
It's funny, you know. It's a good story. It's funny. You're a funny guy.
What do you mean? You mean the way I talk? What?
It's just, you know, you're just funny. It's funny, you know, the way you tell the story and everything.
Funny how? I mean, what's funny about it?
Tommy, no, you got it all wrong.
Anthony. He's a big boy. He knows what he said. What'd you say?
You're right.
Funny how? What?
Just, you know, you're funny.
You mean,
so?
Let me understand this, because maybe it's me, I'm a little f***ed up, maybe. But I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you. I make you laugh. I'm here to f***ing amuse you. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
I'm not just... You know how you tell a story? What?
No, I don't know. You said it. How do I know? You said I'm funny. How the f*** am I funny? What the f*** is so funny about me? Tell me. Tell me what's funny.
Get the f*** out of here, Tommy.
I almost had him. I almost had him. Stuttering f***. Frankie, was he shaking? You sometimes, Henry. You may fold under questioning.
Chilling, though.
It is chilling because, you know, Joe Pesci is a phenomenal method actor, and Scorsese loves a bit of improv. He's very happy to do it. And what he did is he set up the scene. He said, Joe, you go for it, right? You just... react. Everyone else reacts. And as you can see, everyone slows down. It's so chilling. It's a masterclass in acting because, you know, it garners that authenticity and depth of, we don't know what Tommy's going to do next.
Now, Quentin Tarantino likes improv as well.
He does. Judd Apatow likes a bit of improv, but Quentin particularly, you know, he encourages it. And no better example than Bruce Willis, who's a brilliant actor. Do you want to have a listen to this?
Yeah, listen to
okay.
this.
Okay. Come on, baby. Come on. Get your shit. We got to go right now.
Joe, we're so worried. What about our bags?
If we don't split right now, we're going to miss the train. Come on, I'll be downstairs.
Is everything well?
Just come on. No talking now.
Are we in danger?
Come on, honey.
Where did you get this motorcycle?
It's not a motorcycle, baby. It's a chopper. Come on, let's go.
What happened to my Honda?
I'm sorry, baby. I had to crash that Honda. Will you come on now, please? Come on, let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
You hurt?
No, I might have broken my nose. It's no biggie. Come on, hop on. Baby, please, honey, we gotta hit the road. Get on. Come here. I'm so sorry.
You were gone so long, I started to think dreadful thoughts.
Oh, I'm sorry, sweetie. I didn't mean to worry. Everything's fine. How was your breakfast?
It was good.
Did you get the pancakes? The blueberry pancakes?
I didn't have blueberry pancakes. I had to get buttermilk. Are you sure you're okay?
Honey, since I left you, this has been without a doubt the single weirdest day of my life. Come on, hop on. I'll tell you all about it. Come on, get on. Gotta go. Come on.
Whose motorcycle is this?
It's a chopper, baby.
Whose chopper is this?
Zed's.
Who's Zed?
Zed's dead, baby. Zed's dead.
Zed's dead.
Well, that's Tarantino at his finest, allowing the brilliant Bruce Willis to improvise and be, you know, kind of a darkly humorous character and enjoy the scene. So all of that was improvised, by the way, just in case. Quite a long clip. Yes. Just a few ad-lib script words and he went for it.
Now, the final one we'll clip is The Joker and Heath Ledger,
This is very good. And of course, it's the line, you know, I'm serious or dead serious. I think ultimately, this is my favourite clip. Why so serious? Sorry, excuse me. The Dark Knight, 2008. Heath Ledger, of course, won an Academy Award after his passing. But the improvisation that he did is not only unscripted, it's menacing, it's incredibly dark. And you will see that a lot of the characters were very frightened around him in his performance. Have a listen to this.
You want to know how I got these scars? My father was a drinker and a fiend. And one night, he goes off crazier than usual. Mommy gets the kitchen knife to defend herself. He doesn't like that. Not one bit. So, me watching, he takes the knife to her, laughing while he does it. He turns to me and he says, "Why so serious?" He comes at me with the knife. "Why so serious?" He sticks the blade in my mouth. Let's put a smile on that face.
And...
why so serious?
No. Mm-hmm.
I mean, the smile on his face is the red scar tissue from when his father knifed him.
Indeed. Lovely.
With a smile on his
for
face.
For a Wednesday morning. But actually, Keith Ledger's extensive improvisation there stemmed from that immersive preparation. I mean, he used to lock himself for weeks keeping a Joker diary to channel the character's kind of anarchy. And in 2007, I know Christopher Nolan said that that spur of the moment choice to keep those lines in, like, why so serious, kind of deepened his unpredictability. But, you know, sadly, his performance was unhinged and Heath... Mm-hmm. lost his life, kind of akin to why he was the Joker. But brilliant performance nonetheless. Terrifying.
Lisa, thank you very much for joining us. Lisa Cameron,
you're very welcome.
Broadcaster and television producer. Next.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.